Well, Dotson family seems to be doing pretty good. 21 boats, you tell me, Robert, and you've had a great tournament today, finished second.
Yes, very good. Qualify for the FLW Championship for $1 million is fantastic.
Let's talk about that a little bit, you know. I mean, you don't get this chance except once in a while, and now you're fishing for $1 million. I mean, you've won boats, you've won tournaments, but $1 million, that'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Well, I qualified for the first millennium I had down in Florida. But I didn't win it.
That's all right. You were there. That's important. Well, you got a son here that's been fishing with you. You told me since 11 years old. And Robbie, you know, fishing with your dad, number one, is special. But winning with your dad's even more special.
Oh yeah, we've had a good career. We did pretty good around here. We mainly fish right here on Tape Rock Bull shows, North Fork, places like that. We did good for just local fishing, but it's been fun.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about anybody thinking that maybe you're not hammers here after this little event. But, you know, you look at this and you fish this general area here, central Missouri, Arkansas, that type of stuff, and you think about this is a pretty competitive group. And to win as much as you guys have won, Robert, I guess that's pretty neat to do.
Yeah, it is. I'm very proud of my son. I started out with him very young, and he has learned well.
Well, you made a comment to me about when you bring a kid up in a boat. Give me that comment again.
You bring him up in a kid fishing, in a boat fishing, you'll never have to worry about him the rest of your life.
You don't have to worry about him breaking into your house or anything else, do you? Robbie, you never had that problem, did you?
Well, no, not yet.
Well, he looks like he's about 20 years old. He tells me he's about 37, you know, and I said he got a couple little young daughters now, and I asked him if he was teaching them how to fish. That's part of grandpa duty, too, is to get those girls fishing, right?
They're starting.
Let's talk about the tournament itself. You guys went out there. You know this lake pretty well. Everybody, you know, you talk to them, and I talked to just about everybody came through the line and how they were fishing, you know, where they're fishing a shaky worm, if they're out on the ledge. You know, a lot of people are Carolina fishing. But you guys looked at your fish today.
Yeah, we pretty well sight fished. A lot of them you couldn't see all the time because we had a riffle on them or something. But all the fish we caught was from a foot and a half to 5 foot deep, and they were on spawning beds or ones that done sealed it over. They was at least guarding the bank once we was catching. We use Lucky Strike gets it, and just threw them to the bank and worked them out real slow.
Let's talk about color a little bit.
Smoke with green and orange flake.
Okay, wait in line and all that stuff. I'm going to get you both. I'm going to get him here in a minute because I know he went out here and kind of hunted around a little bit too. So tell me about the line test and what how you were fishing. Spinning rod, or were you using a bait caster?
No, we was using bait casting rods. G-Aluma 7-foot rods, using anywhere from 10 to 15-pound test line, just buried back and forth. We had 7 or 8 rods rigged up, different colors and stuff, and we just went back and forth as we figured out something they'd bite.
Robert, you were talking about going out there and pre-fishing a little bit. You said you came down here and kind of searched around and found a pocket. It was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, we found most of them in one pocket.
Not too bad when you have the mother load like that. You kind of pick and choose which ones you want to catch, right?
Well, now, there was some of them that was actually bigger when we hooked them than we thought they were, and there's some of them that was actually smaller that we thought was bigger, you know, when it's in the water.
Well, is it bittersweet? I'm going to ask both of you the same question. You can both give me a different answer if you want to. Is it bittersweet to get second here? But it really doesn't matter, does it? Because you walk into this thing, you're really trying to get in the top four so you can go to the FLW Championship. But is it bittersweet to finish second?
Yes.
Yeah, you always try to win. You go for first. Second, you know, it's just, you always try to win.
Everybody always says that's like kissing your sister, but I've never kissed my sister, I can remember. But, you know, except maybe goodbye. But when you think about that, now you're going to go to the FLW Championship. You're going to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Do you know anything about that fishery?
I've been on it before, yeah.
No, I've never been on it. Just heard.
Well, you're going to go down there. You're going to have a chance to pre-fish. They got regulation practice days, some of that kind of stuff ahead of time. You can go to that. I'm sure on FLW you can really go up to almost to the time you fish. Now, this year, a different format for the FLW. Used to be, you know, you had to fish against somebody, that individual thing. This year, it's going to be cumulative weight. That, you think that'll help you guys?
Yes, I like that a lot better than fishing against one single person. That's more actually the true better fisherman comes out like that. You know, actually, a guy has a bad day and the guy barely beats him out. You know, he might have actually won the tournament, but he's out the first day. Where if you get to fish all the time, you know, the better fisherman usually comes to the top, I feel like.
Well, Robert, I'm going to ask you this. See, now, you asked me about the rules, and I was telling you a little bit, you know, trying to explain there a little bit. You're probably going to get this packet, and in that packet, there's going to be a lot of rules. You guys are probably going to go over those with a fine-tooth comb, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go pre-fish. Then you're going to go try to get a big cardboard check, right?
I'm going to try my best to. Guido, he's done told me he's going to kick my butt down now.
Guido Hibden told you that, huh?
Yeah. I told him we'd see.
Well, congratulations on a great finish here. You know, High Bluebird Skies, you guys came out and just put a waxing on them. You ought to be very, very proud.
Yes, we are. Actually, that's a good day for what we was trying to do. You look for days like this, calm and sunny, where you can see better.
Nothing better, is it? No. Congratulations, guys.
I got a day to fish my son.
That's a wonderful day, whether you win or lose.
Congratulations. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, yeah, we definitely